Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of all you do, Facebook and Twitter. Welcome along. You join me here, and we're going to try. So we haven't done for a bit. We've got a bit lax on the old healthy eating, as we said. So what we're going to do is we're going to use our steamer. So I've filled the water tank up already. I've got the two baskets with the bases. I'm just going to get the base in there. So I'm supposed to click it there. Right, you clicked in. So that's number. Where is that? Number one or number two? Can't see from there. Number two, right, okay. And we'll do the same to number one. Put the clips in. And tonight we're going to be steaming. If I get the yolk in, get in there. Right. Now you dig it along, you go there. One go on the bottom, one go on the top, can't remember. Anyway, this is Bertha Duca words. Let's have a look here. Okay, so. Okay, yep, done that. Okay, yeah, not in that place, right, position the basket, there we are, right. One goes on the bottom, one goes on the bottom. So we do that, put the chicken, so that's one, that goes there, and two goes on top. Now, should we put the chicken and the spinach in one or two? That's going to be the question. Yeah, we're going to do chicken and spinach, folks, so skim over the page and have a look. What have we got? Spinach, fresh, yep, from the ground, yep, 10 to 12 mince. Right, chicken breast bonus, yep, whole, 450 grams, 15 to 20 mince. Right, so put the chicken in the bottom, put the spinach in the top. I don't know, you just stick it in there, right, okay, so that's number two, that's number one. Let me stick that in there. Right, there we go. We've done. We prepared the chicken breast fillet. Okay, and just to give it a bit of life, we've put some Philadelphia cream cheese. Other cheese is available. The Golden Herb variety, okay. Slit down the middle of lengthways of the breast, okay. And I put some of that inside and then excess just smeared it around the outside of the. What's it? So, let me just put basket two on up there. That starts like there. So we've got two baskets. You've got the water tank in the bottom, the collector above that, basket number one with the chicken breast filling in there, and basket number two is going to be in. So let's put the lid on. Like this. Get in there. You do this right? Yeah, must be. Right, okay. No, I think you want the. That's it. So we're always facing me for the steam to obviously evaporate. Right, so we've done that. Okay, so our steam. New tea, please. Right, okay, steam cooking, choose the cooking time. Plug the appliance in. Yep. Might have to switch it on at the wall. There we go. Okay, you've done that. Set time for the recommended cooking time. So, what do we say chicken was? Was it? So, I'm going to read in Netherlands. Me Netherlands knowledge is not good when it comes to the leading. See, this is the problem with these sort of multilingual. Instruction booklets, you know? Okay, right. What do we say? Chicken breast, yep. Whole, yep. 15, 20 minutes. 15 to 20 minutes, okay. I'll stick it for 20 then. Okay, so I had to bend the knees. We need to bend the knees to get down to where the hell is 15 on this, you know? 15 to 20. I love the fact it says 15 to 20 and the time goes 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Right, let's go on the basis then. Right, the light has come on. That I think is good. Let me just have a look, Oh, you can cook rice with this particular steamer. What is this? It's the Steam Cuisine Vitastil from where is it, guys? I think it's Tifo, because the first one's in Francais. Oh, welcome to Prussia with your Francais. Production de Le Bon Monde. Hello? Was it? Preview pour. What the hell? I haven't done French for about 20 plus years. Let's see. Avant installant l'enfant. Mettez en place la courrier Vipor. Not Vipor, Vapor, de net near. And so I said this not only once because I'm not going to bother. Right, it's a T-file jobby. Right, okay. So let me put that back there. So we'll ignore the French instructions. Even the English ones might help. Okay. Right, so. Right, yeah, done that. Okay, red indicator light comes on here. Let's see, cooking has begun. Right, okay. So what? Well, we have to come off at the end of the cooking device. Switch to the full battery, okay. The timer rings and the indicator light goes out. Cut the lines, you head the time, turn it back to the zero position. Right, so reheat it. You can reheat food to the table of cooking times. Remove the food from the obviously, do that with caution. Yeah, I can see it already now. And I've only been whittling on for what? 5 minutes or so of that. And already the lid, right, the lid of this yolk, okay, is getting so you've got the sort of steam vapour coming up there. And I'm not going to touch it because it's Jesus bloody hot. Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, so we'll do that. So that was 20 minutes. And so, what the hell do we say the spinach was? I'm not sure what we'll do. Just stick the bloody stuff in there. Well, I presume so. Tarbot and going back to the Neds. Got a thing with the Netherlands instructions. Basically, spinach. It was spinach. Fresh, pretty grown, skilled, 10 to 12 minutes. Okay. What do you do? Just stick it in there, just. Better get the spinach out, haven't I? Right! I haven't cooked spinach for ages and ages and ages. Like it's already bloody wanting. It's the bag, right. Skizzers 1 and 2. If I go like that, I'm going to use those density leaves. Density leaves will normally, so I will salvage those. Okay. These skizzers go off. What's the best part of those? Wait, one. Oh, shite. I need this up over the bag up, so I don't need a muppet. Okay, we'll just play with that later. So, what have we got? Oh, we got to our 10 bloody minutes. About 80 minutes, I think. Right, okay. Get back in there. So, he's all that. Yes, we can do. 10 to 12 minutes for the spinach. 20 to 15, 15 to 20 for the chicken, so we've got that on for 20 minutes at the moment. It's going to work out with our 15 minutes, it's in there somewhere, but deal with it. Better be safe than sorry, as they say, on these things. So we've got that going. Do you know what? I fancy a drink. I fancy a drink. Now, what do we have? I haven't got any beer. That's on the old glass of vino. Vino, what goes with chicken and spinach? Do we go for red or do we go for white? That's all we could do. I was actually, I had a very pleasant surprise a month ago. And just over a month ago now. And it came from O2. Other network providers obviously are available. I'm not in the studio. Why do I have to say that? But you get into that habit of saying, you know, protect yourself. You know, no favourites in here, please. You know. So anyway, I had my mobile phone stolen at the last bank holiday, end of May. And had my wallet in my phone stolen. And those two were so horrified here that they sent me two bottles of wine. Took me a bottle of red and a bottle of white. And up until this moment, we had not tried them, not even opened them. We kept them for special purposes. And let's go walking through the flat. And here, past our new acquisition, which is a fantastic fan. What's we had? Should we go for the red? Let's go for the red. What do they say? White and they're up all night, red and they're straight to bed, apparently. Believe that, you believe anything. Anyway, so let's go for the reds. We have, we have a, very nice, Chilean. Why the chili? Don't drop it for Christ's sake, it's early. Terrier, Antica. Do you know, I saw the practices before, no. no, it's, well, I get that wrong, it's Tiva. Awitica? Why can the Chileans have something half easy to speak and say? For course, anyway, it was a Chilean Merlot 2012. I've no clue what it tastes like. From the Valle Central in Chile. We like Chilean wine. I am partial to Chilean. Yeah, I just realised that could be taken in all concepts. Concepts? Concepts even. Context even. That's what I was trying to say. Right, okay. I'll put that down before you drop it. Shock, all right. Let's get the glass. One wine glass, please. Thank you, Nee. Right. Listen, Keith Floyd could drink and cook at the same time, and so can I, right? So let's open this up. And here we are. There we go. Let's have a little bit. Let's have a taste of this. Yeah, how it is if you go to restaurants or you go to, you know, I don't say, do you want to try the wine? Do you want to drink the bloody stuff for crying out loud? For fuck's sake, you want to do it? Right, okay, let's try this. I haven't had a red wine for ages. Nice. Yeah. So, I'm not going to go old Judy Goulden on you. Oh, I can taste hollyhocks and roses and burnt out motor cars and God knows what else, you know. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, it's a while since I've had a glass of red. I've hit the back of the throat hold. Blimey. Blimey, right, eh? Oh, blimey, so in the car, Right, how's this doing? Oh shit, how are we on the bloody timer? Right, okay, right. Okay, let's just move the vino out of the way. You go over there. Right, better move the glass out of the way as well. So if I can shake it. But if I get right, I'm going to lift the lid temporarily. Okay. As you can hear, it's steaming away. Steaming away. There, right. Okay. Right. Put you there, you can hear the sound of the steam. Okay, right. Do you know what? I'm going to put all the bloody wine. Spin it. Okay, it's in the tool. So, separate your crowd and then on the yoke. Hear that? But I don't want to get stuck in there. That quick. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put it in there. And leaves you, chuck those in as well. Get in there. Come on. Yeah. Boy, we're down to the last 20 seconds. That's growing on me, that. Growing on me. I have to find out you more often. Yeah, so, yeah, can you send me another bottle? Right, I'll get used to this. Yeah. I'll put you over there. It's just to mop up the excess water there. Worked off. There we go.